Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Standing there looking at the man in the mirror. Hard to make a change when you're so far gone. Feeling like your dreams couldn't be any further. But you're doing what you gotta do just to keep the lights on. Bringing hearts and light of rain. Forget when life brings you down. It won't last forever. It's just falls down. Everything will turn back around. So you don't have to stay on the ground. I'll pick you up. You got the whole world on your shoulders. You try to walk with it, but you stumble and fall again. Out here on your own, thinking nobody loves you. And you wouldn't be mad if you didn't wake up the next day. But you're praying hard till your knees don't feel a thing.
Download us later from all of our Hiram1555.tumblr.com, Twitter.com/Hiram1555, Facebook.com/Hiram1555, BlogTalkRadio.com/Hiram1555, and our main news blog, which is formerly trumpetoftruth.wordpress.com and also formerly salamjournal.com and salamjournal.org, which is now the Hiram1555 blog at Hiram1555.com. Again, my beloved family, let me say unto you all, Assalamu alaikum, and welcome to another edition of the most powerful platform for truth anywhere on God's green earth. This is your platform for black liberation, edification, black inspiration. This is your platform for truth and empowerment, the Star and Crescent Report. Our show today is titled Uncle Sam in Crisis. On your knees praying to Jesus won't help you now. Now, before we go on this, I have to give a couple of acknowledgments, excuse me. And my mouth is real dry today. I have to address that too. So you'll be hearing me drinking a lot of water in the background, brothers and sisters. I just did almost a 3-hour combat class, sparring 6 and 7 people in about outside. The heat index is like 108. Inside our dojo, it's like 115. I'm telling you, it's hot up in there. People were throwing up. Some were almost about to pass out, and we're doing this for 2-3 hours. But anyway, I'd like to give an acknowledgement to my daughter. First of all, let me give an acknowledgement to my son a few days ago who turned 23 years old. Happy birthday, son. You know I love you more than life. Now to my daughter and my son and also myself who were called before class today and got special recognition in one of our martial arts, and we were recognized as advancing so fast in one of the martial arts fields that we're in that we are now considered to be better than most senior instructors in the dojo, which is better. And it wasn't just me. It was me, my daughter, and my son. We work hard. We work hard. We don't get in there playing. And my daughter got a special recognition because my daughter's bad to the bone, brothers and sisters. I just want y'all to know that my daughter is bad to the bone. Anyway, I'd like to thank all of you all who support the show. And I'm not just talking about monetary. We don't get a whole bunch of donations, which it doesn't bother me because I didn't do this to make money or to get rich. I do ask that if you can, you go to the Hiram1555 blog and donate. And if you can't donate through that, you can send it 2310 Truman Avenue, Pensacola, Florida 32505, and care of Rashid Muhammad. You can do that. You can listen back at the show as it when you go back and listen over. You can get that information there if you would like. But I did this because it's a duty and because of the time. Most people try to profit off your ignorance. More people try to profit off their position of knowing. And more people try to use what they know to exalt themselves and to keep you, even though they may raise you up somewhere, they want you in a submissive position to their knowledge and authority. And in this day and time, brothers and sisters, because this thing is breaking up and melting down so quickly, you have to understand the time. You have to understand what is going on because people are giving you bits and pieces of the truth. They're not giving you everything. They are, some who are Muslims, they are rolling up Elijah Muhammad with a whole bunch of other stuff. And this should not be. Others who call themselves awake, they are not giving you the truth because they don't know it. So here you get it all, but the big thing is everybody want to be in a position to profit from their wisdom, to help themselves and help their families out of what is to come, black man and black woman. This white man is telling you that his world is melting down. The American scholars are telling you that there's no way out of what they see coming. But then they go right back and flip the script and say, well, if we do X, Y, and Z, maybe we can do X, Y, and Z after that and we can save the republic or after the American. Now, they'll admit on one hand that the American Republic is corrupt to the core, and it needs to be reset or redone, the whole system. But they want to be in control of these things. And this is what has put the nation and the people in crisis. This is what caused these clouds or this confusion into the hearts and minds of the people because they cannot make heads or tails of the entire situation. As we're speaking on this, let's go to Our Savior Has Arrived real quick, and we're going to hear some clips. but we got to address these things because you must know the time more than anything else, your position in this time, because without that thorough understanding, you put not only yourselves, but the lives of your loved ones and your close friends in jeopardy. And we don't want that. So on page 10 of Our Savior Has Arrived, and let me tell you, brothers and sisters, I was just thinking about this maybe about three, four minutes before we went live on the air. And I tell you, Allah, he puts things in my head and in my heart, and I have to talk to you about it, regardless of what I wanted to talk about before. Because at the moment, he wants you to understand something. He wants you to know these things. And so I'm going to do my best to explain it to you by the grace of Almighty God, all right, as I walk in the spirit of his messenger. So the chapter title is The Hidden Truth. It is chapter 4. And I often wonder, why did he put that as chapter 4 in a book titled Our Savior Has Arrived? It almost seems that it corresponds with how Malachi has 4 chapters in the Bible. And these 4 chapters, they were this the last book in the Old Testament of the Bible. And in this old book, as the old prophets run out of time in the old book, we hear about Elijah would come and prepare a way before God, right? And he would turn the hearts of the children unto the father and the father unto the children. That's how comes to the earth with a curse, right? This is the last, and they short chapters. They're 4. And I thought about it. I said, now why did he put the hidden truth in chapter 4? And then he didn't put it in the fall of America. It's because some chapters, if you look, he'll have some chapters, some of the same chapters in Message to the Black Man that's in Fall of America. And he did that specifically. And with a strategic attempt to awaken something in you, because something of the greatest importance are in those chapters. So what I thought about, say, the hidden truth, it corresponds with the 4 chapters in Malachi. Why? Because the 4 chapters represents the 400 years of servitude slavery that we would be in. And in the servitude slavery, all would hide the truth from you and I. And they would exploit us. The charlatans, the Negro preachers, everybody wanted to make a nickel off the Negro. Have you ever noticed that when these people, the Asians, so-called Asians, everybody from the Indians to the Vietnamese, when they come to America, they set up their businesses in your neighborhoods. Have you ever noticed that? And you support them. You may talk about them, but you support them. But you don't support your own. And they look at you as though you are an economic mammary gland, because they siphon off the wealth from the community and take it, and then they go live next to the white man. This is true. So everybody benefits off the ignorance of the black man. That is why it is paramount for this world to confuse you, to hide the truth in this 400 plus years of servitude slavery that took place. But now we're on a different term now. You got to know the truth. So Muhammad says, hiding the truth is a very serious thing to do. It causes harm and disappointment and causes one to be misled. It causes loss of property and life. It causes the loss of friendship, beloved ones, and loss of confidence and trust. In court, it causes heavy penalties and someone's being sent to prison or to death for that of which they are innocent, right? The greatest and gravest of all is the slave master's hiding of the truth that will exalt and save his slave. So, what you must know about the killings that are taking place in America. If you go back a few years ago, and this was before Brother Saladin passed away, I was telling you on this show that Brother Saladin said that it was going to start getting like that. And it was going to intensify. This, brothers and sisters, you just seeing this, just the beginning of this, because this white man is so disappointed that his world is coming to an end. He's lashing out at the one thing that he has always wanted to keep subjugated and used as a whipping bag, you. And for you to think that you share equal rights in this land with all of the things that have taken place and that is taking place against you and your people, you're a fool, right? But all of this has something to do with the economics. Because God is doing to America Because remember, he's doing to America what he did to ancient Egypt. He's breaking the power to rule. He's breaking her economic stranglehold. He's breaking her influence by breaking her economic might. He's bringing down the international or the world's reserve currency. He's helping to overstretch the military. He's helping to feed into that imperial hubris so that America can keep accumulating more debt on more debt on more debt. She's digging a hole. She's in the hole as we speak, and she keeps digging, thinking that if she keeps digging, she can dig a way out. This is America. And this is why the show is titled Uncle Sam is in Crisis. On your knees praying to Jesus, won't help now. Do you notice now, and I'm telling you, I didn't want to talk about this, but I have to bring this up at this moment. I was going to do a whole show about this. But do you know that if you look into the society now, you see all of these things taking place, white people snitching on children, right? Police beating people on cameras, police shooting people on cameras, police doing this, the government doing this, they passing laws, gutting any kind of aid that may benefit you, even if it benefits their own, they'll gut it to get at you. Right? Have you ever noticed? Are you noticing that? They are stepping up. This is not no slow process. Now they are in a mad dash to do all of these things because they see a threat coming, and they want to subjugate you and keep you subjected to them and close to them to try to shield them from God's arrows against them. This is real, black man and black woman. As a matter of fact, let's go to the Bible. Why is it on my mind? Since we're talking on this, we gotta lay the base. For those of you who are new listeners, we have to lay the base first. We're going to play the clips of the white man admitting to his economy declining. We're gonna prove beyond a shadow of a doubt what time we are in. Because we are in the last days of empire, or as we like to say, imperial hubris. We're in the last days of the American Republic in the Western world. But let's go to the Bible. Yeah, I found it right. It's in Ezekiel, chapter 35. Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, set thy face against Mount Seir, and prophesy against it, and say unto it, Thus saith the Lord God, Behold, O Mount Seir, I am against thee, and I will stretch out mine hand against thee, and I will make thee most desolate. I will lay thy cities waste, and thou shalt be desolate, and thou shalt know that I am the Lord. Because thou hast, listen to these things, brothers and sisters, I want you to pay close attention to this. Because thou hast had a perpetual hatred, and hast shed the blood of the children of Israel by the force of the sword in the time of their calamity, in the time that their iniquity had an end. Stop right there. God now is speaking in time frames. And why? He's telling you the why, the when, the how. Right there. Because you have held a people who are not your people captive, right? And because you have had he didn't say you just hated them. He said you had a perpetual, that is, a nonstop hating fest for these people. Now, if this does not refer to America, and if this does not refer to the so-called American Negro, look into the American history books and tell me, when have we ever been accepted or treated as equal and an equal share of the country, the power structure, the educational system, the economics of the land were ever shared equally with us? If it was not, then this refers directly to America. Right? Talk back to your brother, 347-989-0855. This goes to the heart of the economic collapse, brothers and sisters. This is in prophecy. So the book says, I will lay thy cities waste. So stop right there. So what you're seeing now, the infrastructure collapsing, right? As a matter of fact, I think they said in Baltimore or something like that. I was reading something. What was talking about in Baltimore? Oh, yes, it's Baltimore's collapsing. It says the entire metro will close down for 1 month due to emergency repairs. Over 40,000 people will be affected by it on a daily basis. This is just one thing. Other municipalities are shutting down or cutting hours or doing, they have to borrow more and more. Pension plans are going up in smoke, right? There's no funding reason for that. This is driving the people mad. And you see a spike in violence, whether it be against man on man or woman on woman or police against citizen or vice versa. You see an explosion of this. God is laying the cities waste. You understand? I want you to understand what is going on and how it has an economic background to it. But we got to lay the base. He says, I will lay thy cities waste, and thou shalt be desolate. Woo, woo! Brothers and sisters, you understand what that means? Do you understand what God is saying when he says that he would, excuse me, he would lay cities desolate, right? According to the dictionary online, it says desolate is an adjective, meaning of a place deserted of people and in a state of bleak and dismal emptiness. It says make bleakly and depressingly empty or bare. So you see cities shutting down, right? Whole, I'm talking cities, municipalities shutting down. This is what the book is talking about. And you say, well, I only see one, I only see two, okay, I only see 10, I only see 20, I only see 30. The more and more you look around, the more and more you pay attention, the more and more you see prophecy, the more you see scripture being fulfilled. That's what you see. That's what you see. So he says, I will lay thy cities waste, and thou shalt be desolate, and thou shalt know that I am the Lord. See, you dumb to this fact, but America knows why she's ailing. The American elite, they know what's going on. But they want to keep you ignorant because hiding the truth may bring you down with them, and that's the best thing they would wish for. They can't say it themselves. Of course they want to take their slaves down with them. They hate them. God said that they had a perpetual hatred for you, right? So the reason God is bringing this economic matter on, he says, because of the way they treated you. The book says, because thou hast had a perpetual hatred and hast shed the blood of the children of Israel. It didn't say the children Israel. It said the children of Israel, meaning somebody was held inside something else. We are held inside this nation captive. We are the children, and America is Israel. Let's go a little further. So, it says, because thou hast had a perpetual hatred and hast shed the blood of the children of Israel by the force of the sword in the time of their calamities. See, we're suffering so many plagues. We're suffering division. We're suffering self-hatred. We're suffering economic disparity. We're suffering educational disparity. And all of these calamities, America's making mock of you and killing you outright or putting you in jail and having your own people killing. This is what the book is talking about. And God says, for that, I'm going to make your cities desolate and lay waste to them. And so what he's doing, he's grinding them down economically. He's grinding them down morally. He's grinding them down ethically. Because if you don't have no morals, if you don't have no ethics, murder, rape, all of that stuff is a drop in the bucket for you. Right? This is why it's so easy for them to kill. But let's go further. So he says, because thou hast had a perpetual hatred and hast shed the blood of the children of Israel by the force of the sword in the time of their calamity, in the time that their iniquity had an end. See, we are at the end of that, where that iniquity would be on us. We're at the end of that time. They know it. So they're shedding your blood. They're taxing your spirit, hurting your heart. And they're trying to force you to act out of anger and act out of emotions so that you can act out of time and get yourself in a world of trouble. So it goes further and it says, therefore, as I live, saith the Lord, I will prepare thee unto blood, and blood shall pursue thee, since thou hast not hated blood, even blood shall pursue thee. You heard what he just said. Because you're going to kill, because you like to kill, you're going to be killed. Because you like shedding other people's blood, I'm going to cause others to shed your blood. Look in the cities of America right now. Look around the world now. You see the nations rising up for war against America. This is no coincidence. And it's happening at a time where America's economy is hitting rock bottom. If you don't believe me, let me just read off something to you while we're here. Okay? This is what it says. Zales, you know, the jewelry, Jarrett's, and Kay, these stores, these jewelry stores, to close 170 stores amid slow sales and fake diamond scandal. All right? Listen to this. Banks are quietly closing branches at a record pace. 1,700 reported closings over the past 12 months. You don't think an economic collapse is underway? These are not my articles. I'm reading you some of what the white man is saying. Huh? You don't believe he's collapsing? This thing is burning down. The platform for white imperialism is burning down. They see it, you see it, and I see it, right? So, with that said, let's go to, since it's on my mind here, I'm sorry, brothers and sisters, but I have to go from book to book when it comes to me, okay? I cannot just sit here. Here we go, right here. This is in Theology of Time. Now, listen to this. Europe settled far away off, as Revelation teaches you. I'm just reading. I'm not going to read the whole thing. I'm just going to read because I want this little part. So I'm just going to read from a certain section down till I get to this one part here. Europe settled far away off, as Revelation teaches you there of John. And the people looked at the smoke of her ascending up forever, and they cried and cast dust on their heads for the loss of her trade that they once had. Stop right there. Who could that be referring to? Who is in an international trade war with the nation? Who is losing out to Europe, Africa, South and Central America, the Middle East, and Asia? Who is losing out in this day and time? Talk back to me. See, we got to address these facts here because this is scripture. All right? And if you believe you got some stronger, 347-989-0855. All right? Otherwise, close your pothole. Listen to this. He goes and says, the Bible said they used to have ships going by sea with shiploads of great valuable merchandise, even to men. They sold us as slaves. They went to our homes and took us, brought us over here, and sold us between each other. This is the way our fathers were handled. Now God wants to deliver you and me and destroy them. Oh, okay, now we read the Bible. We read Fall of America, Our Savior Has Arrived, and we get an idea that, okay, something's going on that's bringing America down. And the reason for this is because of her hatred, her perpetual hatred towards you and I, her bloodlust towards you and I, and towards all of the nations around the world. So what is this thing that is happening that will break the power of America? What is this thing that is unfolding that will bring America to her knees? We get to it in the next few sentences. He says, now God wants to deliver you and me and destroy them. He breaks their power to rule. Well, Elijah Muhammad, if he breaks their power to rule, then tell us how did he break their power to rule. He brings to naught their trade between each other. That's going on now. What you see in the news today? How talk back to me. That's all I'm asking. What do you see in the news? And what have you seen in the news for these past days, weeks, months? And yes, there is a global trade war underway. Is that not right? And nations are isolating themselves and trying to insulate themselves and their economies from the blowback of the decline of the dollar and the American arrogance which he tries to sanction nations for independent policies. Is that not right? What Elijah Muhammad says? Now, God wants to deliver you and me and destroy them. He breaks their power to rule. And then we go back and we ask this little 5'2" man from Sandersville, Georgia, well, how does he break the power to rule? Then he goes and he answers us. He brings to a knot their trade between each other. That's going on now. Huh? That's what he says. This was spoken in the 70s. That time, remember that book when they talked about this time, that time frame? We're in the end of that time frame, and now you are watching the fulfillment of those words as as America enters a global trade war that she cannot win. How the hell can you win a trade war when you don't have nothing to trade but dollars, weapons, and movies? You don't have hardly no manufacturing. How you going to win some? How you going to win a war with China when China manufactures over 90-some percent of your goods? I'm just asking. How you going to sanction your creditor nation? You the borrower, and you going to try to sanction the nation that lends you the money. That's just like you going to a bank, buying all these, getting a loan for all these houses, and you going to tell, oh, I got it. I started a trade war with the bank. I ain't paying the bank back. You know what the bank will do? Take everything you have and leave you butt naked outdoors, embarrassed. You don't believe that can happen to America? Well, it's happening to America. It is unfolding as we speak. There's no denying that, right? If you don't believe so, I'm going to go to a couple clips, all right? And I'm going to show you something. And brothers and sisters, like I said, I'll be sipping on this water because I'm dehydrated, to be honest with you. Remember last show, for those of you who were listening, when I told you about that white man was mad about his economic situation and he was mad at the ex-slave, so he was talking under his breath, but he was talking to his brothers. He was talking about, Starbucks, we need to do this. This stuff is going on and blah, blah, blah. What he was doing, he was, you don't have the right. Black people don't have the right. And these businesses have the right to treat you the way they want to because they're white business. I want you to listen to this 5-minute clip and listen to it not from their perspective. Open your eyes and your ears and your third eye and your third ear. Listen closely to what he's saying and how he's talking in code to his brothers and how angry he is and how disappointed and how fearful he is of what is going down in America, okay? Then after that, when we come back, we're going to go deeper into this part about he breaks their power to rule. He brings to naught their trade. Okay? We're going to go deeper in that because we're going to go into another clip that bears witness to this. Okay? But let's first hit this 5-minute clip. Y'all be patient and listen closely, and we'll address it on the other side of the break. All right?
Welcome to the Silver Report Uncut. More proof that this. And, you know, we look out at the world and what's going on, and there's a sickness of the mind that is developing among a lot of people. But I'm talking about what's going on at Starbucks, and this is just proof that even though you say something is true, it doesn't really make it true, and nor does it make it connect with everybody, enough people for it to make a difference. So Starbucks...
I stopped that to let you know this, and I'm going to replay it. Remember what he's talking about when he's talking about Starbucks. Do you remember all of this stuff that was happening recently with Starbucks and how they were caught mistreating black customers and even threw some of them out and had a couple of them arrested? So when you listen to this, listen to that with that perspective and with that in your mind so that you can understand who he's talking to and who he's talking about, okay? Because he's talking to his brethren and he's voicing his hatred or his hurt feelings for what Starbucks is trying to make amends for what they've done. I want you to pay close. See, this man, if you don't pay close attention to this devil will have you every which way but loose. And I'm not talking about Clint Eastwood. But listen close to this, okay? Here we go.
Welcome to the Silver Report Uncut. More proof that this. And, you know, we look out at the world and what's going on, and there's a sickness of the mind that is developing among a lot of people. But I'm talking about what's going on at Starbucks, and this is just proof that even though you say something is true, it doesn't really make it true, and nor does it make it connect with everybody, enough people for it to make a difference. So Starbucks is going to be closing 100 stores this year. And that's not it. They also project to be closing 150 stores in 2019. And so we ask, and we look at these bizarre policies that they took up just recently, this whole idea they want to fit in with whatever the trend is. The problem is it's not really a trend. See, there are people behind the scenes that control the trends, that control the ideas they want to push on the American public. And whenever you have these ideas, and you know what, they just don't connect. They don't connect with people's minds because they're so bizarre. And just because all of the media, just because all of the TV, all of the movies, all of these people who get paid millions of dollars to go and act out different scenes for us, go up and tell us the way things are. I mean, we see what happened with Kanye West. We see how he had the top 7 songs on iTunes whenever he had that release just by simply saying that he agreed with certain points. And so they want to go ahead and use their power to try to warp the minds, to corrupt the minds of the American public. And you know what? People just aren't buying it. And neither are they buying Starbucks anymore. So they go out and they want to take all these stances and they want to be altruistic and come out and, you know, have this heart and passion for things that really connect with the American people. And you know what? It just isn't connecting. And it's really surprising because a lot of the places where Starbucks are located, a lot of people agree with them just because they don't think for themselves. They don't have independent minds. They're not free thinkers. They don't go out and they examine, you know, the way of the world. They just listen to what they're told. They follow what they're told. And the sad thing is they think that their opinion is the strength. They think their opinion is the outside force. They think that they're free thinkers and they think outside of the box and they don't realize this box was made for them. And you know what? This is a classic example of no matter what they say, no matter what they do, no matter what they want you to believe, it doesn't mean it resonates with people. It doesn't mean that the people are ready to accept it because they've gone to extremes recently. They've gone to extremes and it's the steady dripping faucet, the steady push to be able to corrupt America. And they're going too fast. They're going too far. It makes me believe that they're in some sort of a panic, that they're concerned. And you know what? The problem is we can't even talk about this stuff anymore. That's a much more serious problem. And it should make you mad because slowly, over time, if they eliminate any other dissenting opinion, if they eliminate any voice that speaks up against this corruption, then eventually that's all the people are going to hear. And you know what? This younger generation, and you know, maybe people don't realize it, but this younger generation is coming up and they don't even want to watch their Netflix. They don't even want to watch cable. They don't even want to watch the news. What are they watching? They're watching YouTube. They're watching videos, streaming videos from actual people. And so if voices are allowed to be systematically removed, opinions are labeled as, you know, hate thinking, or people become thought criminals. This is something that was predicted a long time ago. And you should go back and read 1984, even though we're a little bit late for that since it's 2018. But you should go back and read that, because that's what we're looking at right now. People are thought criminals. But the problem is people just are not ready to swallow it, or else Starbucks would not be.
You hear him? You hear what he said? He's people not ready to swallow that. You know what he's talking about? And he said, well, dissenting voices, we just won't accept what they're saying to us. We will do X, Y, and Z. You know what he's talking about? When he's talking about what was done is labeled hate speech, when the police came in there and arrested 2 guys for standing up in there, 2 black guys, and when they harassed other ones and threw other black people out, he's saying that because there was protest over this, he said this was manufactured protest by the elite who wants to break America. This is what he's saying to you. This is madness, brother. And then he said, but this is not American, and this is not resonating with us. Right? We're not ready for that. This is what this man is telling you. I'll let you hear him say it for himself out of his own mouth. They are mad that their world is coming to an end. They are mad. They see all the signs. They, on one hand, will acknowledge that there's no mathematical way possible for America to survive this economic collapse. There's no mathematical way possible for the Western world to rebound. They will tell you that. And I mean, they will say it outright, and then they'll come right behind it and say, after this thing, we'll do this and we'll do that. How can you do that when you just said there's no mathematical way possible for America to survive and the West to survive? See, they keep you hoping on a whim of their power, and they see their power steadily in decline. They see their influence being rejected, their money being rejected, their way of ideas and their terms of agreements around the world and even domestically being rejected. You got to say that Uncle Sam's in crisis. And now he wants to turn and get on his knees and pray to his white Jesus. He ain't been, listen, he ain't gonna play no black one. He's gonna go to that doll on that cross, the naked one, and pray them as though he has power to save after all the hell he put us through and all the hell that he continues to put us through and put the world through. Everywhere that there's a disagreement, whether it be domestically or internationally, America, Great Britain, Israel, and Europe have their hands in it. If you don't believe me, go read their own reports on this. Go ahead. And do you think God would be just to allow them to continue? Just because her name is America? Just because she's been privileged for the last few hundred years? This was a divine thing. And now it's a divine intervention to break the power of America. As Muhammad says, now God wants to deliver you and me and destroy them. He breaks their power to rule. He brings to a naught their trade between each other. That is going on now. So let us see. Without trade, you have stagflation. You have money disappearing. You have debt accumulating. You have deficit after deficit. So if we continue to see that happening in the municipalities, in the counties, in the cities, in the states, and even in the federal government, can we truthfully say that America economy is under tremendous stress and strain, and that God is breaking the white world's power through trade? Can we truthfully say that? We can put two and two together. I don't care which form you put, which area that you put the two in, if you put the plus sign between it, it's going to equal four, right? Huh? Talk back at 347-989-0855. So they see something coming. I'm going to play this six-minute clip, but it's something after that I really want to get into. But I want you to pay close attention to this right here.
We all want to know what the global economic collapse will look like. We want to be prepared. We want a timeline for when it will occur. First, it is important to discuss our current state. What exactly is going on? We must acknowledge all of the weaknesses within the financial system and track the progress throughout the collapse. Massive opportunities will present themselves as a result. Lastly, we can pinpoint events which will take place along the way, seeing how they unfold and ensuring that we are confidently prepared. Currently, we are in a state of debt accumulation. Countries, cities, states, provinces, corporations, and individuals are all accumulating more and more debt. The financial crisis nearly collapsed the global economy. There was a concerted effort to bail out corporations all over the world. It was absolutely needed in order to keep this failed system afloat. These so-called solutions have created a monetary system that requires ever-increasing amounts of quantitative easing, or money printing, to remain solvent. Financial companies have been unable to remain solvent due to mass quantities of derivative products, shadow banking scams, and largely off-the-books transactions, which are, of course, not audited and unaccounted for. Real estate globally has been past the point of inflated. It's literally unaffordable to the majority of people. However, alternative mortgage lenders have been dishing out loans to compensate for any potential reduction by the major commercial lenders. Credit cards and student loan debt has been rising for years. People taking out second mortgages and using the equity in their home to buy other things has risen dramatically. Infrastructure has been bought up by corporations and wealthy foreign companies. This could present itself as a problem in the future if tensions go from heated to critical level. There are too many people who are out of the workforce today, which of course does not show up on the BLS, Bureau of Labor Statistics, U3 statistic. Governments consistently take from the people in the form of loss of sovereignty and taxation. In the future, we can be certain there will be inflationary pressures. There will be more taxation. there will be a heavier burden placed on people with whatever income they are able to make. We can't grow ourselves out of this because globally, everyone is in the same position. However, stock markets and some other assets can be persistently high because of the devaluation of the currency. Pension funds will be slashed, yet contribution amounts must be increased. At some point, bank holidays will occur, locking people out of their money. Hacking into bank accounts or cashless methods of payment will become more frequent. There could be several different outcomes for the future, and there will be several events that occur along the way. One scenario could be that governments witness the weakening or deflation occurring, and they decide they must react by hyperinflating the currency. They could use this opportunity to allow the supranational entities, either one which already exists, like the IMF and World Bank, or potentially a new one, to forge a new monetary system which is backed by some sort of IMF SDR or something similar. The cashless society will be put in place under the guise of reducing costs for government. Bail-ins will likely occur in order to, quote, recapitalize the banks. First, they will begin with uninsured accounts, such as those over $100,000. Then, they will make their moves onto insured accounts. Interest rates rising will push more and more people out of the affordability zone for buying new homes. Those who need to refinance their homes or have variable mortgages will be forced to sell. There will be more upheaval than in 2008. Many corporations will be nationalized in an effort to rescue these failed, heavily indebted institutions. This will, of course, only further burden the citizens. Congress will continue to be less and less required and more ceremonial as executive orders and memorandums are used to unilaterally push through laws. Travel could be restricted for many people for a number of reasons. Debt load, unpaid bills. If the tensions between countries escalate to the point of direct action and conflict, have no fear, it will all be over in a flash. Every generation, you can see how we move further and further from sovereignty and freedom. The public doesn't realize it because it happens over a generation rather than overnight. No revolution will be fought. The public will accept the fate that they are given and will beg for mercy.
This is what they're saying their future is. It's not what I just said. It's what you just heard him say. He gave you a synopsis, a peep into what he sees coming on his people, what he sees coming on America, what he sees coming on Canada, what he sees coming on the Western world. And he's telling you it's going to get bad. He sees, and go back to what Elijah Muhammad says, now God wants to deliver you and me and destroy them. He breaks their power to rule. He brings to a knob their trade between each other. That is going on now. All right? So, when Elijah Muhammad spoke this, the foundation for this was being laid. When he did the lecture, The Theology of Time, the foundation was being laid for what we see right now. And I can tell you how, because at that stage, the dollar had been robbed of its value. And it had been put on a petrol dollar system. And America became arrogant because she became a superpower. And then she started retracting some of her laws. Remember Elijah Muhammad said that America has retractable laws. She started retracting some of her laws on finance and economics because she felt that she could get away with it because her currency was accepted around the world. And so when the collapse of the Soviet Union took place, America said, we're no longer a superpower. We're a hyperpower. We're the most powerful military in the world. We're the most rich. We're the richest country in the world. We're the strongest economically in the world. And she started doing away with the, what, the Glass-Steagall Act, the Dodd-Frank Act, all of that stuff. She started doing away with it. Boom, boom, boom. Throwing all that out of the way. And what was already a corrupt system, the corruption festered to a point that it had become toxic to all around it. And what you're seeing is the blowback of that toxicity that's in the system. So you see that Elijah Muhammad's words ring true. See, you see the connecting points? You see where we're going with this? You see how America is being broken down? As a matter of fact, the reason it's hitting America, Elijah Muhammad puts it like this. While we're talking, I'm going through many books. Let's see. Let's go to Message to the Black Man. I believe it's 269. Oh, bingo, right on the money. All right. The title of this chapter is called The Day of America's Downfall. And in this chapter right here, Muhammad says, Allah manifests the fall of America. Uh-oh. He desires to make America fall as a warning to her brothers in Europe. So America will be the poster child for what not to do. America will become the poster child for them to stay away from these expeditions around the world, dominating nations and sanctioning nations and continuing to rob from the nations and holding an entire people subject to an unjust nation. America will be the poster child for that. And this is why all of these events, have you ever, brothers and sisters, I have to stop for one second. Have you ever thought, just sit down for a minute, just close your eyes for one minute. Let's just do this for a minute. Close your eyes for one minute. I like to talk to my people. I love y'all. Even if you don't like me, I love you. And close your eyes just for a minute. America has wildfires going on. She has storms, floods, right? She has volcanic eruptions. She has seismic activity going on. She has avalanches taking place. Half a part of her breadbasket has been in a drought since 2010, right? She has a racial divide that has been growing. She has a social and economic divide that has exploded. She has a have and have not divide. Right? She is on her way domestically to imploding. Her economy is capsizing, right? She no longer controls the gold and the silver like she once did. Because now you have China with an alternative. And when they can price what they want in gold. And the people who are buying it from the Shanghai Stock Exchange or the Shanghai Gold Exchange, they can see that American Great Britain on their gold and stock exchange is manipulating the precious metals to keep them low so that the pound sterling and the dollar can maintain their position and the economies will be all right for a little bit. But now China enters the fray with her gold exchange, with her bourse. Russia enters the game with her oil and gas bourse. Iran enters the game with its gas and oil bourse. And don't you know that these same nations that have set up counter markets to America, all of them have been sanctioned by America today. You notice that? You notice they're belligerent. Iran will not be allowed to have a nuclear weapon. Russia is being belligerent in Syria. Russia is being belligerent in Ukraine. She's moving on her borders because we have expanded next to her borders. Do you see the madness in this? I'm just asking you this. China is being aggressive in the South China Sea. You can't get no more. Some of you don't even see the foolishness in her statements, right? China is being aggressive, so now they put pressure on North Korea. And the only reason they started that because if they take North Korea, guess what they have? A immovable aircraft carrier on the borders of both Russia and China. because North Korea borders both of them. And North Korea has between, some say, estimates say $1 trillion, and other estimates say over $5 trillion in unmined precious metals, rare earths, and gas and oil. It's no coincidence that they have become something on the bullseye list for America, because she needs something to keep going. You heard what he said, when the banks start imploding, you know, there'd be a whole bunch of things going on, and the government and the banks will try to cover their losses by stealing from you. This shows you that America, by nature, the system that America promotes and propagates, by nature, is parasitic, because that's what parasites do. They leech on host bodies and suck the lifeblood out of those host bodies to maintain their own living standard. Is that not right? According to the dictionary, the word parasite means an organism that lives in or on another organism, its host, and benefits by deriving nutrients at the host's expense. A person who habitually relies on or exploits others and gives nothing in return. Is that not a total description of the American and American foreign policy? Huh? Parasitic? Parasite? What you heard that man say about America's banking system, the Western banking system? I know some of you get mad, but it's clear as day. This is what we do. We put things in their proper perspective. So, Mama says, Allah manifests the fall of America, meaning he makes known. He makes it clear. He makes it understandable. How does he do that? What he does is allow America to be America. And when you allow, like this, a person that has tendencies to rape, right, or murder, or steal, if you leave them, I don't care how well they dress and how well they speak, if you leave them to their own environment, they will do that which by nature is in them. Is that not right? Tell you what, if you don't believe, let's do this experiment. I know every one of you know a thief. Some of you might be thieves. Listen. Get your thief. Put your bill money on the table. Get you the reform thief. Put your bill money on the table and go off for 2 days and come back. Okay? See if it's still there. You have put them in an environment which they thrive off of. That is the same as if a reforming drug addict that has been clean for a while is placed in the hood and is told to sleep in a crack house. And you don't expect him to smoke crack? You've lost your mind. Come on, brothers and sisters. This is real. This is how Uncle Sam is in crisis. And like I'm telling her, just because you're on your knees praying to Jesus in this day and time, it will not help you, because that time is over with. You got to pay the piper. You got to face the music for all the hell that you put on us, according to the book. For all that hell and for your perpetual hatred of us. If you look in the movies, look how they portray you. I was looking at one of these websites. One of these popular ones. I will not give it the credit because undercover it's a racist website. But anyway, they were comparing black children to future thieves and murderers. Yes. This comes from the number one murderer on the face of the planet Earth. All right? The black man in America didn't go take no bombs over there to Iraq. Only the ones went over there was the ones employed in your service. Is that not right? They didn't go and just invade Syria. It was you. The black man didn't start World War I, World War II, and now World War III. It was you. What about bombing Afghanistan? Was it us or you? What about raping and lynching the Indians? Was it us or you? Huh? What about displacing whole people? Do you know that America has military bases in, and I just just how bloodlust she is. Do you know she has military bases in the middle of the Pacific and in the Indian Ocean? Like Diego Garcia, Diego, whatever it's called. Anyway, the majority of the people who are indigenous to those islands, do you know that they uproot, they kidnapped them? Listen, brothers and sisters, listen to me good. And I'm not talking about 300 years ago. They kidnapped them and forced them to move off the island so that they can turn the island into a fortress for a military base and only allow certain ones to stay there. That's not bloodlust. Huh? Oh, the black man did that because we so prone to murder. No, if you see a black man murdering somebody, guess what? He learned from a very good teacher because he's been in the care of this white man in America for well over 400 years. And if anybody know how to murder, kill, lie, and deceive, you got to get an award to that white man of America. Is that not right? All praise is due to Allah for the most honorable Elijah Muhammad. And this is why this thing is coming. This is why I had to read to you just a part. I wanted to go more into the Bible. But I wanted to show you the reasons because people don't address the whys. Because if you understand the why, you will see the justification for the how and the when. Because America cannot be allowed to continue on because there will never be peace. There will never be peace. This is the reason she has over 12 aircraft carrier fleets. She says she wants to patrol every body of water on the earth. She wants to be the dominant power everywhere. How can you have peace there? That is just like, just give it, Brother Gerald, living in California. And I take my sons and I say, you know what? I'm going to send you all over to Brother Gerald's house. I want you to patrol in front of his house and in his backyard and around the corner from him and let him know that if he does something shaky, we might go to war because I don't like what he's doing in his yard, on his block, in his neighborhood, in his city. Do you see the madness in this? These people are insane. They are sociopaths. And unless you get that, you'll be lost. Because you'll still be there. Well, I can change them. I can change the system from the inside. We have to go back to Scripture. There was a clear warning by Jehovah to his people through his ambassador, Moses. When he told Moses, tell my people, don't you go and integrate with them. Right? Don't you go get into their politics. Go, brothers and sisters, go read the first five books of the Old Testament. Don't you go get into that, mix into their politics. Because integration brings about assimilation. And you may assimilate with some of their culture, some of their gods, and some of the things that they deem close to them. And if you do that, I'm going to kill all of you. If you think I'm lying, open your book, the first five books of it, and read it. There was a clear warning given not to integrate it. Well, I'll change the system from within. If the system is falling, if a house is falling, and you run inside that house talking about you going in there to get your coat, and you see the roof coming down, it's not on, your death would not be on the people outside warning you not to go back in there. Your death would be, your blood would be on your own head. Is that not right? So you have people constantly telling you that the house of America is falling. She is to be no more. She's corrupt to the core. Even her own people are telling you that the system is corrupt, the government is corrupt, the politics is corrupt, and you tell her, I'll change it from within. You say that because you want you a piece of that pie, because you got a little corruption in you. But as all of these things fall down, and as this devil becomes more and more desperate and isolated, you're going to see who he really is. This is what that Bible was telling you about, that man of sin being revealed. Because he's going to show you who he is. When he starts passing them draconian laws, which he's already doing. When he starts letting his thought police out, which he's already doing. Which his murder squad out, which he's already doing. Depriving you of so-called rights that you're supposed to have, which he's already doing. And locking you up and keeping you locked up and talking about due process and give you, look at this, he'll give you a court-appointed lawyer that has this. injustice. The system is innately corrupt because it is parasitic by nature. Therefore, it is to deceive you so that it can suck your life's blood for the benefit of those who belong to the system. And this is undergoing an implosion, a collapse, if you would, because the stagflation has come. I mean, this thing is just melting down quicker than you could ever imagine. Let me go to a clip. This is about an 8 to 10 minute clip. Listen closely to what they're saying about what they see in America.
Welcome to the Silver Report Uncut. Now, I want to focus real quick, and we're looking at a very terrible situation that is developing in the United States, and we look at some inflation pressures. Now, the annual Bankrate.com report came out. Now, what they do, they take the number of consumers and they poll them to find out who has savings, what the savings rate really is, and what the general feel is. So what we saw is that the number of consumers who reported in the Bankrate.com report to not having any emergency savings has gone to 23%. So that's the highest level we've seen in 7 years. So they're saying right now the economy is in a boom period, right? Rising wages, we have a record low unemployment. But really, can we face another downturn? So what they found was that Americans who had savings, but not enough to be able to cover 3 months worth of expenses, that's at 22%. So the number of people who have between 3 and 5 months worth of savings is at 18%. Unfortunately, only a little more than one quarter of those that reported in their little poll came out and said they have enough savings to cover them for 6 months. That's down from 31% just last year. So people's savings are evaporating. And we look at what was going on just last summer. Where were gas prices? You know, they were looking at national average around $1.87. Now, that's great. That's the best gas prices we've seen in a long time. But we look out at the pumps right now, and most people are paying about $3 a gallon, if not more. So we're seeing the travel, the same amount of distance, is taking approximately 30% more of your, you know, that's an increase of a whole whopping dollar a gallon to travel the same amount of distance. So they said in their survey, quote, people are not making headway in savings, largely in part because they don't prioritize saving, unquote. They continued, quote, in some cases, it's just denial. They've never been out of work, had a big medical expense, or experienced a significant event that threatened their emergency savings, unquote. And so get this, too, nearly two-thirds or 62% of the respondents to their survey, they said they're not even worried about their financial situation. And so we look at the generational disparity going on, because largely they're in denial. They don't want to face the truth. They don't want to face the ugliness of the fact that they're projecting dates for the fail of Social Security. Also, we look out in the landscape and we're seeing that pensions are falling through all over the nation. So where is the savings coming from? If they're not actually saving their own money that they're making during their wages, they have no hope for them in Social Security. They have no hope for them in any kind of pension. So we're looking at a nation that is living for today. Now, where else are we getting hit? We look at what's going on in the grocery stores right now, and if you're paying for your own food without any kind of help, but we do see that there are rising numbers of people that are on assistance, but if you're paying for your own food without any help, it's breaking the bank. We're seeing the size of the packages continue to get smaller. We're seeing things that are just luxury items at this point. And that's not even factoring in what's going on this year on the weather front, as we're seeing dramatic changes in weather in some places around the country that are typically doing well as far as produce. I mean, most of Canada's entire, you know, farming industry on the northeastern side of it is pretty much getting hammered right now. They're getting crushed as a result of this late cold snap that seemed to take out most of their maple syrup production, took out a lot of their blueberries, a lot of their berry production, raspberries, blackberries. They're going to be importing most of this. So we've yet to see just about how prices are going to be affected in all of this. And yet in all of this, they want us to believe that things are going well, things are getting better, right? And people don't really see the danger that's coming down the pipeline. See, back in March, I went out and I had to buy some electrical conduit. It's made out of steel. I wanted to make some hoop houses or little mini greenhouses. So by the time it came around for me to go and purchase the same thing, because I found that it was cheaper than PVC, at that time it was $1.87 a pipe. I went back to buy the same identical pipes from the same identical store, and what I found was they were $2.99 a pipe. So we are seeing some increased pressure on the price of steel. But that's to be expected as a result of tariffs being increased on the import of cheap steel from other countries. But the simple fact is most people are not factoring in the simple price rises they're going to be seeing everywhere. And this is just what Greenspan was talking about just the other day. Alan Greenspan, he came out and he said last week that the U.S. economy is already slowing down. He said, quote, "The presumption that we are going up from here, I think, is wishful thinking," unquote. Now, Greenspan is largely talked about as one of the greatest economists. In fact, he ran the Federal Reserve for one of the longest terms. Economists believe second quarter GDP is going to top 4% after strong gains in consumer spending and personal income. But Greenspan, he said he dismissed this as being overly optimistic. He said, quote, "Most forecasts that I've seen, which I find credible, show that while we are currently close to a 3% annual rate, and we've continued to stay around that ugly 3% cap on our growth." But what he said was, "We're not going to stay there." Greenspan said the economy is moving from stagnation into stagflation. That's a damaging environment when inflation picks up and growth wanes. So we're stuck at this level where there's no growth, but yet we see this inflation continuing to rob away from the savings of the American citizens, rob away from the ability for them to be able to sustainably keep their income, to have disposable income. He continued, quote, "I don't see how we get out of it," unquote, without entitlement reform. He said the tax cuts and efforts to lower regulation on businesses are positive forces. And he said, quote, "If it wasn't for those factors, we'd really be in the soup," unquote. So whether you like the guy or not, or whether you like his policy, whether you like where he came from, I do know that he said some positive things about sound money in the not too distant past. Topic right on the head, right over the target with this one. We're seeing rising inflation. Wages are not sticking with the rise of the prices of your everyday goods. Savings is evaporating. All the while, they're telling you that the economy is good and everyone should be excited. Nobody should be afraid. We're watching people's ability to be able to maintain the current lifestyle disappear. That's right. You can't fake prosperity. You can't print prosperity. All you can do is shift what they call money or digits on a screen to their crony friends, be able to benefit their own businesses, create bubbles going on in different cycles wherever they see fit. But the problem is it doesn't translate to the ordinary man, doesn't translate to the ordinary people in this country. That's why we're getting poorer. That's why when interest rates, they want to raise the interest rates, the rate at which banks profit from all of the loans they've dished out, and they're not even raising the amount that they're paying out to savers. So we're seeing mortgages going up at a time when we're already seeing record numbers of foreclosures. We're seeing record numbers of homes dropping down in prices in certain places as we're looking at what's going on in Denver. We're seeing homes sit on the market a lot longer. People just aren't able to sell them. All those buyers that were lining up, sure, they're buying a couple homes right now. But as mortgage rates continue to increase, we're going to see that pool of potential buyers evaporate also. More and more, as we're seeing more and more pressure come on, this easy credit that we've had for such a long time, we see the American consumers are tapped out. We're seeing the problem is that we've tapped on so much burdensome debt on every American household. If you just look at the metrics of what's going on, it says that the average American household individually has $34,000 in debt. Now, if that's not you, say this. Say you're pretty good with your debt. Say you don't have any debt. You've been pretty responsible. You took the time, the effort to go and pay down most of your debts. You've got your finances under sound control. Just imagine how many more people have to have massive amounts of debt to be able to make up for what you're missing. Because that average is pretty strong. And I think I actually agree with Greenspan on this point whenever he says, you know, we've been stuck at this 3% annual rate. We are not going to stay there. How can we have growth when the consumers can't afford to buy? Whenever they can't afford to buy things, and you know what, spending doesn't stop, just with the increase of goods and services, things that people need on a regular basis. You see, food, we don't have a choice. Gas, we don't have a choice. Electricity is even going up as a result of the increase in gas prices. We don't have a choice. But as more and more of the incomes of the citizens of the United States is focused on those necessary items, all the money that is being stripped away on top of what we normally used to pay is not going to the restaurant industry. It's not going to the movies. It's not going out and spending it just like the way we used to do back in the 90s. Thus,
we enter contraction. That growth rate, that GDP rate, that service-based economy where we go out, we consume, we buy, whatever they tell us to next, is disappearing. No, the only place to go from here is down.
And if you don't already know, we've been doing a lot of work to set up our first market garden. I mean, we're growing everything out there. If you want to go and you want to learn about self-sustainable living.
See, the only way to go is down. Now, it's amazing, and Brother Rashid, I'll get you in just a minute. It's amazing what he was talking about, because I was over at my mom's house and we were having coffee a few days ago, and I was bringing up these same points. And I told her, because I was pointing out to her and showing her how this devil lies so much and how he talks about we have a $21 trillion economy. Now, when China had a $2 trillion or $4 trillion economy 6 years ago, 5 years ago, America said our economy was $14 trillion. Now, see, and I just point these things out because I be wanting you to see the lies that these people be telling. Because if you are shown a liar and you look at this person and you can study this person and everything they do has a lie or a curveball to it, you can still clear them and you won't be fooled by them because you are on with the truth. And you know them. Tell me the truth. Brothers and sisters, you know you have some people that you used to deal with and when you found them out, you stopped dealing with them, right? Because they weren't worthy of that because you saw that they had schemes and they had ulterior motives and this and that. And the only way you found out, you had to look at them and watch them, and certain events had to unfold for you to see the trueness about them, right? But once you did it, common sense told you, I got to distance myself from that, okay? So when you look at a liar, you should be able to tell that he's telling every time, like Saladin said, brother, this is how you can tell a liar. Every time his mouth is open, he's lying. So, listen to this. As I'm talking to my mom and we were talking over these issues, I say, Mom, I just want you to think for a minute. 6 years ago, 4 years ago, China was supposed to have a $4 trillion economy and America had a $14 trillion economy, right? I said, now, China, since that time, China has overtaken America as the number one manufacturer, not only to America, but to the world. She's the number one exporter. She's the number one importer. According to purchasing power parity, China has the largest economy in the world. According to that, you can go Google this. China continues to ink out other deals with other nations, and the United States is becoming isolated. And according to the clip that I played on my last show, I think it was the last show, when one of the guys was talking, he said, America's economy has not expanded for the last 6 to 8 years. Now, I'm not the smartest dude on the block. But if your infrastructure needs $5 to $10 trillion in repair, and it is dilapidated, and if your railroad and electrical service needs over $1 trillion because it is in disrepair, and if you continue to run deficit after deficit, you even have trade deficits. You're not just running budget deficits, you're running trade deficits. And not only is the federal government running deficits, but the states and the city governments are running deficits, right? Okay? With all of this racking up. Okay? No manufacturing. You lost your number one spot as exporter. Number one spot as importer. Right? And all you have been doing is getting debt. How in the hell can your economy expand from $14 trillion to $21 trillion? I'm just asking. Shouldn't it be the other way around? If all of these are taking place and you are in a constrained environment and you have lost the things that push you to $14 trillion, shouldn't your numbers be going down instead of up? Instead of being a $21 trillion, you should be down to maybe a $1 trillion. I mean, this is common sense to me. But if you're not aware of the lies that the liar tells, and if you're not familiar with them, they can put one over on you. But this is why you had the Star and Crescent Report, so we can lay it out clear for you. You know, everything we say, we can back it up with facts. Now let me go to the phone lines with our good brother, Brother Rashid. Brother Rashid, I say unto you, As-salamu alaykum, my good brother.
Wa alaykum, brother. How you doing?
Oh, brother, I'm doing great. How about yourself?
I'm fine. It reminds me what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said. If he gains your confidence, it's all over. That's the key right there. If you believe it, He can tell you any old thing. How am I doing? Economy of $200 trillion. Wow, boss, it is. Yeah. You get you going for his lie right on, and he keep leading you right on. Like, what was that, the guy that blew the horn and led the mice into the water? The Pied Piper. He just follow on me with his lie right on off the cliff. You know, once upon a time, America, to be made in America, was supposed to be the standard of the world.
That's right.
China, Japan, all of those was junk. The Nissan and which was Datsun and Toyota. Nobody wanted that back in the 50s and 60s. That stuff is cheaply made. We want a Cadillac. We want a Chevrolet. Right?
A LTD.
We want a Ford. Yeah. We and now since a lot of them put his hand on America, everything then turned around. America is junk. China is moving up. Japan is the standard bearer of that even rivals the best in Europe in quality material.
Mm-hmm.
That's how Allah does. Look what the man said, little by degrees from which he receives not, with his arrogance and hubris and how great I am. And then a few decades later, it's switched around. I was calling the man talk about the two great things that happened yesterday when America basically don't get rid of unions with the Supreme Court, and then the other guy at the Supreme Court retiring. I got one that the chump should pick. Why not pick Jeff Beauregard Sessions to be the next Supreme Court justice? And that really will make the Negro mad. That'll make Jesse Jackson and the rest of them ready to go jump off into the ocean somewhere.
Yeah. Yep.
America is coming down, and they can't see it. Like you was talking about money. In America, money is nothing. It's monopoly money. If money is not backed by gold, hell, I can chop down all of the trees and make myself rich. That's exactly what's happening with America. She ain't got no gold. She ain't got no silver. She got nothing. All she has is what the measure said, the people will think about what they used to have.
That's right.
The man said, when the American dollar crashes, the people are going to be so disgusted that they're going to not even want to set it on fire to keep themselves warm, because they're going to be thinking about what it used to buy. And then when it comes crashing down, the man said, you'll be able to take a whole wheelbarrow full of it down the street and won't even be able to buy a loaf of bread. That's just happening. And especially when she goes to war with the Asian nations and they cut her off and won't send her nothing. Not even, you talk about a couple of containers, not even a suitcase full they gonna send. Now,
yes,
she don't manufacture nothing. They manufacture everything, right?
That's
and
right.
They don't send her nothing. What the man you say? America is gonna be, like you said, it's gonna become a apocalyptic country.
That's right. That's right.
And the people can't see it. They,
but
they,
you know,
they,
brother,
they,
I get a lot of flack by saying this stuff, and I'm telling the people the truth. I'm telling them what we know about what the messenger teaches, and I get a lot of flack because I don't mix it or sugarcoat it, brother. I all the time I get emails, brother, the messenger didn't say that. I said, well, then prove he didn't say it.
Well, the messenger say, brother, you don't need to put no butter on top and make it butter, put a little jam and butter on it. The stands on its own.
That's right.
Now, if you don't like to hear the truth, then stick around to when you have it, and you sit around and look like a fool with no food or no nothing, and everybody, or the few that listen, they're out of doors naked and hungry.
Mm-hmm.
The truth stands on its own. You can't sugarcoat this. This is a world-changing event. For the past 1,000 years, the white man's world has been ruling. And now the end is up. And whether we, what the minister said, it cares not, it's immaterial to me whether you want to go along with the change or not. It's coming. You can sit in there and have your head in your sand and your head up your butt or something and say, I don't want to believe it. But like the man you say, it's like a man that's sitting around here telling me that the sun does not exist. When you can come out and you can feel it on your hand. The sun is so hot it can burn you up on the earth. But you're going to tell me it doesn't exist because I don't open up my eyes. If I don't see it, then it don't exist. Well, that's what happened with America. It is falling. It is falling almost to the point where anybody with any wisdom can see it. But, you know, like I said, the fool shuns wisdom. He runs from it.
Yes, sir.
Don't be like the grasshopper. you ain't got no, you eat up all summer, then when winter come along, you don't have anything to build a shelter, so he dies. But that's what's going to happen to the black man of America. We're trying to save black people from the destruction of an enemy that has not been corresponding to the natural order of things. He teaches us about a religion. He says, the natural order of it. It's not really a religion. It is the nature in which man was created.
That's right.
A religion is Christianity, where they're making up stuff after Jesus died. Jesus said this. Jesus said that. Just lying all over the place. And basically what it is Christian, is paganism.
Yeah.
But Islam is the very nature in which man was created.
Wa alaikum salam. Good, brother. Good talk. Yes, sir. Brothers and sisters, listen. Let me share something with you before we go. Now, I'm looking at something. They're talking about retail store closings, and they said in 2017. I just want you to see what's going on. They're not talking about the medium to small retail. They're talking about the big chain. All right? So if we add the small and medium, we would have tens of thousands. But listen to this. Retail closures hit a record high in 2017 with nearly 7,000 stores disappearing. Stop right there. Now, if you got 7,000 stores and you're a major retailer, you know all around America you're going to have at least 100, 200 stores around, right? And think about all of the people that those stores employ. So when you lose one business, right, or you close one bank, and the bank has 20 branches, think about the financial and economic ramifications, not only for the bank, but for the workers of the bank and the communities which the bank was in. You understand? So they're saying that this trend is expected to continue in 2018. Already, so far, almost 2,000 store closings have been announced. Isn't that something? Do you understand? They're telling you other stores that's about to close. Michael Kors. Oh, yeah, you didn't think that could happen, did you? Gymboree. Payless. Rite Aid. We already know about Toys R Us. The Gap. Sam's Club. Yep, you heard what I just said, right? Tivana. We already know about JCPenney's. Know about Macy's. You know about Sears. Bon-Ton. Isn't that something? I'm just naming a few just off the top because I don't want to go all the way down the list. But I'm just letting you know. Brothers and sisters, do you see the systemic rot? This is a systemic decay from within. You can smell the economic collapse, the economic rot. Uncle Sam is in trouble, black man and black woman. You better wake up to this reality. Because all of this, remember what the book says? That God was going to feed, since she loves to chase blood, God going to feed her blood from her own self. And because she has a perpetual hatred and has mistreated you, he was going to do her in. Is that not right? You know I read out the Bible, so you can't say I'm lying. And now we're looking at this systemic collapse and rot of what used to be the pride of the Western world. Now think about how mighty America was in her image. And then think about the power of God. If America is powerful, then we got to say God is all powerful, right? Because one touch from the finger of the hand of God has just moved such a nation to his knees. Brothers and sisters, with an undying love and passion for the liberation, the upliftment, and the redemption of 60. 60-